Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today right here on Phillies 24/7. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Either one of those you're listening to, just a heads up. But you can listen to either one. So we're on Apple and Spotify. Also, I just put out shameless plug, but it's for the station. And it goes along with this episode. Just put out an article for the website, for, 94WIP.com. Three biggest question marks surrounding the Phillies heading into this offseason. I'm going to kind of get into those in this episode, but also if you want a written version kind of almost of the episode or a sort of a condensed version. It's not going to be the same as this episode. I'm going to talk about different things, but there is some of the same things in that article and they're talked about there. So 94WIP.com. There's probably one of the most recent Phillies articles there. So if you go to 94WIP.com, go to Teams, Phillies, should be right there. Three question marks facing the Phillies this offseason. And what I'm going to do with this episode pretty much is I'm going to answer for the most part, and I kind of want to save certain things for the next couple of episodes or really the next couple of weeks to months as we have the entire offseason and fall and winter to talk about some of these things. But I really want to talk about and answer the biggest topics at hand right now as we are still, trying to get over. Who knows when we're really going to ever get over. I'm not really sure. Still not sure what I'm feeling right now. I'm sure a lot of you out there aren't feeling so great about this team right now and probably don't even want to really. It's tough right now. It's tough. And as we speak, the Mets, last time that I checked, yeah, they're losing 6-0 in game one to the Dodgers. Top of the sixth, Dodgers have a 6-0 lead over the New York Mets over there in Dodger Stadium. So I want to get into the hot topics that people are talking about initially as the Phillies are coming off their NLDS early playoff exit to the New York Mets. Four things to get into. Should the Phillies fire Rob Thompson? That's going to be first up here. Then we'll get to potential trades, offseason signings the Phillies can make to make this team better or to shake things up. We'll talk about a shake up to this team. Is that something that you should do? We'll talk about that right after Thompson. Then we'll get into should they fire Kevin Long? And then, so those are really the three things that are the topic of conversation, at the moment. There might be a few other things too, and we'll probably get into those, again, as the offseason goes on. But to me, these are like the three biggest talking points right now coming off of the early playoff exit. And then we'll also give you an update on Andrew Painter. Nice little update. You know, it's good to have some good news, especially right now, because there's really no good news. And then we'll talk about some of the championship series, Dodgers and Mets and Yankees Guardians to end the show just for a couple of minutes. But so first things first, should the Phillies fire manager Rob Thompson? Let me see my water here because we're about to talk for a little bit. And I might get a little a little passionate about some of these. The Phillies should not fire Rob Thompson. The Phillies should not fire Rob Thompson. I know what we like to do in sports in general. It always comes down to a lot of times when teams aren't performing to expectations, like the Phillies right now. We like to talk about the head coach in football. We like to talk about the coach in basketball, head coach in hockey. Remember the coach in hockey? That's a revolving door with how it works, with how they get rid of coaches and hire coaches in the NHL. That's an even different conversation. But this is on the players. And I think you know this. I think we all know this is on the players. Rob Thompson, I think, has done a pretty good job since he's been here. Has he been perfect? No. People always want to find ways to criticize. And I get it. Sometimes the criticism is warranted. No manager is ever going to do things perfectly. Perfectly. It's never going to happen. The reason why they lost last year in the NLCS was not because of Topper's moves with Craig Kimbrell. I can even go back to the Astros series and the World Series in 2022. Talking about Wheeler and the Alvarado thing. The Astros were just better than the Phillies, man. They were going to win that series in 6 or 7 or whichever it was. Not because of a Jose Alvarado move. The Astros were better. Jordan Alvarez is one of the best hitters in baseball the last 4 to 5 years. Craig Kimbrell was not the issue last year. Yes, I do think he was a part of one of those games. But the offense gets paid $1 billion to be a pretty darn good offense. And they crapped the bed last year, and they crapped the bed this year once again. That isn't Rob Thompson's fault. These guys are big boys. Rob Thompson should not have to walk Trey Turner and Brandon Marsh and JT Realmuto and Kyle Schwarber up to the plate like they're like his little kids and it's T-ball and they need to, let me show you how to swing, guys. No. These are big boys in their prime. They need to be able to get the job done. That isn't on Rob Thompson. And that's just the lineup, too. The bullpen, that wasn't Topper's fault either. Some people are criticizing his moves, fine. The bullpen was bad. And not because of him, and I'm talking about the postseason, and not because of Rob Thompson. He went to his best guys. Two all-stars, Jeff Hoffman, Matt Strom, Carlos Estevez, who has been one of the best closers in baseball, you know, this year and even dating back to last season. He is giving the ball to his best guys. Okay? Topper is going to his... It's not Topper's fault what happened with the bullpen as well. And the bullpen was not talked about as much just because, you know, the offense couldn't put up runs. And rightfully so. Offense has got to put up runs. You're not going to have a chance to win games if you're not putting up runs. It's on the players. Should not fire Rob Thompson. No manager's ever going to be perfect. I don't even know still. I'm still trying to figure out how much I think that managers actually really matter when it comes to Major League Baseball. I do think it matters when it comes to making moves and in the, you know, maybe as far as the bullpen goes and whatnot. I think that has some sliver of weight, but like I really think that when it comes down to it, it's really about the players in Major League Baseball. Get in the batter's box, do your thing. Pitchers, go pitch and give your team a chance to win. So they should not fire Rob Thompson. Okay, second question. What trades or offseason signings should the Phillies make? And I have a couple of bullet points, like questions under that question. So Alec Bohm, right? Alec Bohm's the first one. And Bohmer, it's tough right now because Bohmer did not have a last good month of the season. And he also got injured. And had a terrible, terrible postseason. And also made the comments that he made. And I don't think anyone wanted to hear that. And I hope Alec Bohm looks back at that and says, I probably shouldn't have said that. I don't know. He said it a little bit with a little bit of arrogance. The whole thing about, well, I'm not going to change who I am because that's what's gotten me here. I'm still not in on trading Alec Bohm. It depends, though. Because no, Alec Bohm is not one of the superstar names in this lineup. But I do think Bohm is still important to this offense. I still think he is. Because he drives in runs. Gets extra base hits. Second in the National League in doubles this year. I know he was kind of streaky too this year. And I know the whole lineup is pretty much streaky. But there's something about Alec Bohm that I still want him in this lineup because I think he provides variety. I still think he does. Not to say that I'm not closed off from moving him. Tim Kelly from Phillies Nation talked about it in his Bleacher Report article that he could see the potential of a Ryan Helsley from the Cardinals, the lockdown closer, for an Alec Bohm. I'd be in on that depending who you're going to piece in at third base offensively. I'm not sure who that is yet. The free agent class is, no one that sticks out to me where I'm like, not a lot of names that stick out to me as far as free agents go where I'm like, oh, that's perfect. The Phillies need to go sign him. A couple last year where it was like Kike Hernandez, Whit Merrifield, Whit did not work out. Whit was here, but did not work out. But there's no one like that so far for me. We'll get into that, into actual names, you know, as the offseason goes on. I'll really dig into who I think. I saw something, you know, in that same article about Yandy Diaz, that he could be moved. But I'm not sure how much the Phillies would be willing to go get a Yandy Diaz. I'm not sure. Yandy Diaz won a batting title a couple of years ago. He's played third base in the past. He could play first base too. Obviously, Bryce is at first right now, but he can play third base. Potentially. I'm not sure. But in the article, it was Stott and Bohm for Ryan Helsley. I'm not sure how I feel about either of those two. It just depends on what you're going to do to the rest of the offense once you move somebody like an Alec Bohm. You're not just going to move Alec Bohm, and I still think he's important to the offense. I really do. Which kind of goes to my next point here, next sort of bullet point about the trades and offseason signings. There's a lot of people that want, and I keep seeing them talk about like a shakeup for the Phillies this offseason. And I get that. And that, it makes sense.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
To a certain extent, like oh, you want to shake up just because of the way the NLCS went last year and how this season ended. I get that. But you have to be careful with trading a big name like a Castellanos has come up. Even an Alec Bohm, because like I said, I don't want to trade any of these guys for just anybody. And obviously, Dave Dombrowski would have a plan if he were to trade one of these big guys. But just to speak to that talking point of a shakeup, I don't want you to sit here and get upset if they don't trade any of their big names, like a Castellanos or a Bohm. It's like, oh, well, it's got to be either Castellanos or Bohm. Like, no, it doesn't. Like, it really doesn't. Got to be strategical about this. I am not, man, it's going to be a tough job for Dave Dombrowski this offseason. But please be careful with this shakeup, this whole idea of a shakeup, because please be careful. That's what I'm going to say. So we'll get into more of the stuff about, you know, offseason signings, trades, all that stuff. A couple of things to think about, but you just got to be careful when it comes to trades and offseason signings this winter, because this is going to be a very interesting winter. You don't want to make guys mad. You don't want to make people within the organization mad, i.e. Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, the core of this team. Stuff's important. Stuff's important, unfortunately. It is. Yeah, it is. Last one. Should the Phillies fire Kevin Long? And this is before we'll get to an Andrew Painter update. Should the Phillies fire Kevin Long? And initially, I didn't feel like super duper strong about the idea of firing Kevin Long. It was like, oh, well, it's really like, how much does a hitting coach really matter in this lineup? I think something has to be done. I do think he needs to get fired. I do, because I think you have to really get it into these guys' heads that something needs to change offensively. I think JT talked about it, right? JT talked about afterwards, after, you know, in the clubhouse after game four, I'm pretty sure it was. And I'm sorry if I'm getting this wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right, that they thought they would just flip a switch when it came postseason time and that they would just be on offensively and they were going to get it done. I don't know how they're thinking about this right now, but the mindset, even after, you know, with some of these comments, with Bohm's comments, with Realmuto's comments there, even in earlier in the series, I thought after game one where they lost, where I heard Turner and other players that I can't think of, I don't want to get certain players wrong, but I know Turner did, and certain other players were like, oh yeah, well, you know, like they treated it like it was just another series, and offensively they were just going to make the adjustments, come back the next day, and it was going to be like baseball, whatever. They only really had three good innings of offense in this series. I'm going off of that, and I'm going off of how they were talking about this in the clubhouse after game four. I think something has to be done with the mindset of this team, and I think firing Kevin Long, even though Trey has a good relationship, and Bryce Harper, and even to a certain extent, there are guys there like, you know, Brandon Marsh came over here and has been, you know, at times a good offensive player, right? I've been really disappointed in what Brandon Marsh has turned into this year, because I thought he was going to have a good year, and he did for a while, and then really did was not the same hitter. There's a lot of guys maybe that like Kevin Long. Something's got to be done. I think there's something right there. Yes, I know I talked about players being upset. I'm not as attached to, I think it's not as big of a deal to fire the hitting coach as it would be to trade like Castellanos, such a big clubhouse guy. I think firing Kevin Long makes sense. The hitters in this lineup, especially the big guys, need to understand that the approach at the plate needs to be better. Just needs to be better. You need to work on it. It needs to be better. Something needs to be done. This team is too talented. They are too good. You missed an opportunity in 23. In 22, look, to a certain extent, you caught lightning in a bottle and you lost to the Astros. Astros were a good team. 23, you lost and you had an opportunity there. 24, you're still a great team, top to bottom, one of the best rosters in baseball. A lot of people considered you, you know, fans, experts alike, considered you one of, if not the best team in baseball. From a national standpoint, I know we look at a lot of things with our red colored glasses on. I get it. We'll love the Phils till the day I die. But this team is too good. They're too darn good for this for these things to happen. Fire Kevin Long. Fire Kevin Long. And I didn't think I would feel strongly about that, but yeah, that's something that could be done there, and I think that should be done. So fire Kevin Long. That's the last one there. So also, if I, you know, again, talked about some of this stuff in the article as well with a different, you know, with some different content in there. So if you want to read that article, again, 94wip.com. Andrew Painter. Good. Look, trying my best to keep some optimism. You know, Andrew Painter supposed to be here this year coming up as a Philly. I mean, again, I mean, he's what, 21, 22 years old now. I want to say Painter is now 21. 20 was still only 21. One of the best prospects in baseball. Okay. He came back yesterday. First start since late 22. Arizona Fall League. A couple of innings, threw 29 pitches, 18 strikes over two innings, allowed three hits, two runs to go along with two strikeouts and one walk. Not a, you know, two runs, but like, look, your first start back. What I like to see, though, according to BaseballAmerica.com, sat 98 to 100 on that fastball, showing typical ride and mixed in a hard high 80 slider that ranged from 87 to 89. I can't wait to watch Andrew Painter. I love pitching. I can't wait to watch Painter. I need to see Painter in a Phillies uniform. And this is just me, just as a baseball and a Phillies fan. I need to see it. I need to see Pitching Ninja Andrew Painter overlays all season long. I do. But who knows what the plan's going to be for him. I don't know if they're going to ramp him back up to a certain extent. Obviously, right now they are. But who knows what the exact plan's going to be. But I'm excited for Andrew Painter to come back and be a Phil. Be a Phil and potentially, you know, make the roster come opening day. But yeah, there you go. So Painter, not a great stat line as far as his Arizona Fall League outing there, but good to see him back out there on the mound. Around Major League Baseball. So, like I said, currently as I'm recording this at 10:12 p.m. on Sunday night, October 13th, Dodgers currently up 6-0 in the seventh. I think Flaherty had a no-hitter going. Jack Flaherty does not have a no-hitter going anymore, but he does have six shutout innings over the Mets. And I just tweeted this out like 30 minutes ago. And I don't think it'll be this way. I still think it's going to be like a long series. I have the Dodgers in six, and I'm going to stick to that. But also there is a part of me that's like seeing this in game one. I have a feeling the D-backs, the Rangers beating the D-backs how they did in the World Series in five games and not really any problem. And the Phillies should have done that to the D-backs last year. I have a feeling there's part of me that feels like maybe the Mets are going to get handled by the Dodgers the same way the Phillies should have handled them. And it's not going to happen, because the Phils are not in the NLCS and they did not do that to the Mets. So that's unfortunate. But Mets, Dodgers right now, Dodgers 6-0. in the top of the seventh. Jack Flaherty having an incredible postseason start here in game one of the NLCS. Game two is tomorrow afternoon. It will be Sean Manaea, and I don't know what the Dodgers are planning on doing for game two, because according to Baseball Savant, it says to be announced, so not sure. Game one of the ALCS is tomorrow night, 7:38 p.m. These weird start times. Don't know why it's 38 and 408. That's stupid. Why don't we just keep it 05 or just 00? I don't get it. 7:30. Well, I don't. There must be some reason. There must be some reason. But Cleveland and New York, ALCS game one tomorrow night, 7:38 p.m. Eastern time. Carlos Rodon and Alex Cobb on the mound there. I'm going to be real with you. And this might piss some of you off. It might. I don't want Cleveland in the World Series. I want the Yankees because I think it's good for baseball when the Yankees are winning. Okay? I want what's best for baseball. Okay, the Phillies are no longer in this, so like, who cares? To a certain extent. And I don't want to see the Mets win the World Series. But would it not be great theater? Yankees Dodgers would be fun too. There's like not a better time to have a Subway Series. I know. Screw the Mets. F the Mets. All that. I know. I agree. I hate the Mets. But at the same time, Yankees have had expectations this year. Mets did not. They didn't even, who knows if they're expected to make the wild card. They did, and they're four wins away from getting to the World Series. Imagine little brother Mets versus big brother Yankees. Yankees expectations, Mets no expectations, and the Mets could have a chance to knock them off. I think that would be pretty awesome. Not a better time to have a Subway Series, but would take Yankees Dodgers as well. So that's going to do it for today's or tonight's episode. Well, today, because I'm putting this out Monday morning or this morning for you. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. We will be here all off season discussing Phillies, and we'll have a bunch of creative content for you because it's what I like to get creative. Not a lot of baseball going on, so we'll try to get creative. We'll have a lot of stuff for you this fall and winter before you know it, though, spring training. That's going to do it for me today, Francisco Rojas, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.